All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I am Jay Taylor, and I'm back here in New York City in the borough of Queens speaking to you today. It is the third day of May, 2022. I do like to remind you, I write a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can sign up for that letter. We cover a lot of exploration, gold, silver exploration stories, some of which are sponsors of this show. 718-457-1426. You can call that number during regular work hours. You can call or you can go to miningstocks.com to sign up for it. We also like to promote Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying? What is Chen Selling? Go to Chen Picks for that. And also Michael Oliver, olivermsa.com. To sign up for Michael Oliver's excellent technical analysis, which I find is almost indispensable from my point of view as an investor. Do want to thank all of you for listening to the show, making one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. So I'd like to encourage you to send along whatever comments you have about this show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. We also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. This week's sponsors, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Core Asset Corp, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, SK Mining, and Reyna Gold Corp. Before I get into today's show, I'd like to just pass along a few comments from Michael Oliver. It's his weekend missive. Given the volatility of these markets, I thought it would be helpful perhaps to some of you. Of course, the only way to really take advantage of what Michael provides, the service he provides, is to subscribe to that service. It's olivermsa.com. But just a couple of the key markets I'll just pass along that Michael talked about, gold and related markets. He said, yes, gold had a 1.8% down month in April, but it's up on the year 4.5%, while the NASDAQ 100 is down on the year 21.2%, and S&P 500 is down 13.3%. Meanwhile, gold related to the stock market, using GDX's symbol, is up 8.8% on the year despite a sharp drop in April. Of course, I want to remind you that that was written on Sunday. That was passed along on Sunday. So obviously the markets have gone down quite a bit more, the precious metals markets, since then. Michael went on to say, silver is the real standout, oops, market that has upset our analysis up to this point. MSA identified a quarterly momentum upturn in late February when it rallied up to $24.44. Yes, it then reached $27.48, but by the close of April, it was back down to $23, a nasty down month. The question is whether it's a negative leader and therefore a drag gold down as well, or simply a wild deviant that will soon get back in line and become an upside leader. We thought, and still do think, that silver will turn out to be a prime place to be long, that it will snap sharply into an upside leadership status versus the ongoing gold bull trend. Then Michael went on to provide support for his bullish views. And again, subscribing to Michael's letter, you can work through the analysis that he provides more than just the words that I'm passing along to you today. With regard to the U.S. stock market, Michael said, and I quote, one third of the way into the glorious new year, as 2022 will be remembered, here's our recap and update. U.S. stock market, MSA, with regard to the U.S. stock market, MSA turned long-term bearish in January and February this year, depending on the index or the key stock. We assessed the NASDAQ 100, that is the leader index of this dozen-year monetary-sponsored bubble, and three of its heavily weighted components, Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft, and, of course, also the S&P 500. All broke our long-term annual momentum structures, either as of January or February actions, and therefore MSA went long-term trend negative on the broad U.S. stock market. As of the close of April, our conviction level is even higher than there is much more to go on the downside over the next few years, a process that is likely to unfold in layers of decline replete with lovely rallies along the way that are designed to impress many and suck them back into the market. And that trend event will likely, with its economic metric downturn that follows in its wake, fully give the Fed and other central banks whiplash in terms of their credibility and policy direction. Love it. Popcorn time, Michael says. With regard to government bonds, and this is one that I have really been waiting for a long time, Michael said, and I quote, MSA has initially expected this presumed safe category to perhaps continue to be an alternative along with gold to the declining stock market. T-bonds had been in fair sync with gold over the prior few years, but instead we recognized in March that this supposed asset alternative was going into the bin of history along with bloated stocks. And so in our March 11th report, we tossed this asset category out the window as a safe alternative. At that time, U.S. T-bond futures were trading at a 153, now at 140, that's of last weekend, and TLT shares, 20 plus year U.S. government bonds, was trading at 134.90, now at 119. Gone is that category in terms of being a place to run for large fund managers when they want a safe place to hide money as they reduce stock market positions. Gone, yes, intermediate trend action might generate some BS rally in the next month or so, but the major long-term trend is gone, negative. Look elsewhere, investors and fund managers. With respect to commodities, Michael said, using the Bloomberg Commodity Index, MSA went into mega bullish. Commodity explosion was our phrase in October 2020. Turns out we just might have been right. Throw a dart and almost every commodity went vertical at that point. We preferred certain oil sectors and fertilizer stocks then. They have since tripled. But now, as the Fed is supposedly out to cap that commodity inflation advance, it seems all they have succeeded in breaking are the stock market, muni bonds, and high-yield corporate debt also, all into nosedives. Meanwhile, the Bloomberg Commodity Index is holding stoutly despite the Fed. Again, MSA is back to enjoying the popcorn as the statist attempts to manipulate pricing of various assets is failing. So what else is left for investors? Well, of course, Michael did talk about the metals, the precious metals, and a great deal more in his extensive weekend missive, which I, again, suggest you seriously consider signing up for Michael Oliver's service. And it's not just the weekends. Throughout the market, throughout the week, if there's something of significance, Michael will send out a message with regard to that. Okay, well, turning to today's show, I titled it Putin Plays America's Fake Money Game. Robert Moriarty and Patrick Highsmith will return as this week's guest. When Russian President Vladimir Putin declared that countries unfriendly to Russia would have to pay for their oil and gas in Russian rubles, he pulled a chapter out of the U.S. playbook. In the early 1970s, America arranged a quid pro quo agreement with Saudi Arabia, whereby the U.S. used its military might to ensure the Saudi royal family remained in power so long as it required OPEC to sell oil only for U.S. dollars. The U.S. also used its military to force nations not to buy oil with euros. When the U.S. and NATO cut off all U.S. dollars and euro payment mechanisms from Russia after that country invaded the Ukraine, understandably, Russian President Putin began holding Russian oil and gas hostage, saying that he would soon refuse to release natural gas to European countries unless they paid in Russian rubles. It is well known that many European countries are highly dependent on Russia, on Russian gas, to not only avoid freezing to death, but to keep the wheels of their industry turning. Oil prices and diesel prices soared after reports came out that Russia has now cut off the gas supply to Poland and subsequently to Bulgaria. And out of concern that the reduced supply of natural gas to Europe will force the continent to use alternative forms of energy, mainly oil and diesel, already globally undersupplied. No commodities are more essential to the health of modern economic societies than oil and gas. We will ask Robert how he thinks this will all play out economically and geopolitically, and how investors should factor this emerging new monetary regime into their investment decisions. Vladimir Putin is demonstrating that there is no monetary commodity more essential than gold. Yes, gold, because it can be used to buy Russian rubles, which in turn is required by Mr. Putin now to buy his oil and gas. Timberline Resources, Patrick Highsmith will join me to give us an update on Timberline. It's a sponsor of this show. It's a company that I own shares of and also have recommended in my newsletter. They are on to a very high-grade Carlin-style gold discovery in Nevada, and given its very minuscule market cap, this is a story I think you might want to pay attention to. So please stick around after a break. We do have to go now to our first commercial break, but when we come back, Patrick Highsmith will be with me, so don't go away.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barikoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQX, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.